All right,
I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get started now. We have almost everybody here, and when Councilmember Peluso comes up, we'll brief them up to date with everything. But we'd like to thank you all for coming here today. Meeting number four, the final meeting. We've had a lot of great conversations with the community, and the colleagues that you see up here are instrumental in this part. Before I introduce Council President Salem, I would just like to do a recap of what transpired in the first three meetings very briefly. Councilmember Chris Miller is here as well. Thank you, sir. Very briefly, day number one, we talked about JHFA in conjunction with the Homeless Trust Fund. We talked about REV grants, state match, and CLTs. Day number two, we actually went into more detail of to the CLT. And the issue is to maintain these houses as affordable as possible, to not include the cost of the lot, but only to finance the vertical construction of it. We spoke and heard from Steve Kelly, Chris Carithers. We needed to create more mixed income communities, address the food and health deserts. Brittany Norris with the mayor's office, she provided us the list of the 14 properties that are currently being worked on. And I have an email with some updates on that. We also addressed the fact that these properties need to be in an accessible JTA area of town where there could be transportation, right? There was a suggestion of $40 million, $10 million of which will come from the city public, requiring 10 votes, and $30 million will be from the private investors. And then we were talking about possibly stating it into the 2024 administration's budget, mayor's budget. Meeting number three was towards homelessness and more so into the Homeless Trust Fund. At the time of that meeting, there was a time and count, roughly 4,300 homeless individuals to date, 700 of which are experiencing first-time homelessness. And with that being said, we talked about prevention and diversion, the difference between both of them. Prevention is an emergency, a one-month, just to make sure that we prevent them from becoming homeless, where diversions are people at the front doors. With that being said, and Council President Salem will expand on his initiative on that part, but I actually won't take the fire from you. I'll let you talk about that part. And then part number two will be for today. As we are all here, we would like to change things up a little bit. I would like to open it up for the public if anybody has any questions or concerns, because moving forward, and Council Member Carlucci will go more into that, but moving forward, we want to be more of a taking action role, not really opening it up to the public. So with that being said, if anybody has any public comments, any questions or concerns, this is the time, and I would like to open it up for at least 10 minutes till 2:45. Anybody has any questions right now? Or anything they want to talk about? Yes, in the back. Yeah. Thank you so much, and we heard that and noted. Any other concerns or questions? Okay. All right. So with that being said, I would like to introduce Council President Salem. He has a special announcement, and this is one of the reasons why we've had these community conversations to take action, and we're about to take action. This is an exciting time for Jacksonville and for all of us here. We've all been, you know, wanting this, and finally, Council President Salem has came up with some initiatives and a special committee. So, President?
Thank you, Council Member Arias, for that. With all the activity around homelessness and all the interest with homelessness, I have set up a special committee of the council. It will be chaired by Councilmember Joe Carlucci. The vice chair is Councilmember Amaro, and the other members are Councilmembers Pittman, Peluso, and Arias. And they hopefully will be getting started here soon and meeting and addressing homelessness as well as affordable housing. The administration, within their $25 million allotment that the council approved, there's a few million there that's going toward homelessness, and I've asked the administration to work very closely with its committee so that how those dollars are spent are hopefully consistent with the way that this committee is thinking as best we can. I know they're eager to start moving those dollars fairly soon, so I've asked Mr. Delaney and Mr. Wilson from the mayor's office to meet with all five of you to make sure you're aware of what they're thinking and can incorporate those ideas into your process as well. In terms of diversion, I am still having some discussions about how we will handle that $1 million, what agency. I've talked to a number of people, and hopefully we'll come to a conclusion here very soon, and we'll be introducing legislation for that first $200,000 to go towards that diversion program. If it's okay with you, I would like to address the comments of the lady in the back for a second. The $1 million that we're putting towards diversion is specific for diversion, and there's not a lot of people that are doing, from what I understand, diversion effectively across the country. These are people that are showing up at various agencies on the verge of going homeless. If something is not done very quickly, they will be homeless. This is not prevention, and this is not dealing with the people, ma'am, that you're describing that are on the street today. Those are separate issues that need to be addressed, but it is not through this particular program. This is truly just one aspect of the homelessness issue, diversion. So I just want to reinforce that. And the disturbing thing that you mentioned to me is, if there's one thing I've heard pretty consistently, there should not be a homeless veteran in Jacksonville. I understand there are many programs out there for veterans to help them if they're in that situation. So I hope we can connect anyone that's a veteran that's homeless with one of these entities that is serving just veterans, that we can assist them. So I would ask you to work with the committee to do that. I'm sensitive to the group that's on the street. I see them every day as I go down Union and State Street. I just think that is a difficult program. It will be very expensive, and we just need to figure out what is the best way to help people like that are in that situation. So with that, I'll give it back to you, Chair.
Thank you, President. All right, so with that being said, I would like to introduce the chair of the special committee, Councilmember Joe Carlucci.
All right. Thank you, member. You can clap. No, thank you. Thank you. This is something that's going to be very good. Okay, we can hear this. So I just have a few notes I wanted to read to everybody. First and foremost, thank you, Council President Salem, for forming this special committee, and I appreciate my colleagues who are stepping up to the plate for this assignment. My goal for this committee is to implement recommendations made from multiple studies that we've done over the course of the last year or so on the topic of affordable housing and homelessness. The key word there is implement. We have heard from multiple subject matter experts and the community on how to solve this problem, so now we just need to do it. As the chair of this committee, I feel prepared to lead my colleagues to solutions that are going to make significant improvements in our city's homeless population and our housing crisis. Our committee will meet over the next 6 months to prepare action items for City Council and the Mayor's Office to consider for approval. Our first meeting will be on Monday, November 20th, pending everyone on the committee can make that work. That's just what we have penciled in for right now. The last meeting will be on April 1st. That's our deadline set by Council President Salem to have action items ready for approval. So with that being said, I look forward to getting this plane off the ground, and I'm happy to answer any questions that I can answer at this time. Seeing none, we will move to adjourn. No.
So as you can all gather right now, we have 6 months to get this moving and become effective at this. So, which is why I said, we want to take action now. Any other suggestions will be obviously welcomed, but the time to take action is now. So with that being said, I personally don't have anything else to say. We just wanted to hold this meeting just to let you guys know what's going on in the next 6 months. And Councilmember Peluso, do you have something to say? Oh.
Right. Usually,
it doesn't work. Usually, I have lots to say.
Okay. All right. Good. So, I just want to thank everybody. And once again, we have a lot of work to do in the next 6 months. This is a short meeting today. It was just to kind of give you guys a recap and as to what's going to transpire in the next 6 months. So, thank you all for this. All right. Good. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
He was invited.
He's trying to hide from us.